Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Flights carrying people from hurricane-battered Puerto Rico are arriving in this country. WBUR's Simone Rios caught up with some of the lucky few who managed to get a plane into Boston yesterday.
You're here.
78-year-old Alonso Mercado and his wife emerged from the gates to see their children and grandchildren. They came from Puerto Rico to take refuge with family in the States. Being in Boston, Mercado says, is like paradise.
Oh, like in heaven.
Mercado says his home is ruined, and he plans to stay on the mainland until Puerto Rico returns to normal.
Because we didn't have no light and no water.
No electricity.
No electricity in the house. Not in the house, in the whole Puerto Rico.
Commercial flights have been halted because of a catastrophe brought on by two major hurricanes. The airlines that normally service the island have reduced their schedules to just a handful of flights, and they're dedicated to hurricane relief. Lucas Guerra is an Argentinian who lives in Boston. He was visiting his daughters in Puerto Rico just before Hurricane Maria hit, and was stuck on the island until yesterday. You never think it's going to be as bad as it looks in the news, but it turned out to be far worse. Guerra says he had five flights canceled before he was finally able to get on the one JetBlue flight to reach Logan. He says he never could have imagined what it's like to get hit by a massive hurricane, which wiped out electricity across the island. Crime is rampant in Puerto Rico, he says, and he can understand why. The situation is very tense. Think about it. The people are there without food, without water, without electricity. I say this as a father of small children. What would you do? You'd do what you had to. Amidst the frustration and confusion of those arriving from Puerto Rico, there was also joy. Nadia Lopez cried profusely as she reunited with her boyfriend, Peter Marmolejos. He came from Chelsea with a bouquet of roses for Lopez, who arrived from her home on the coast near San Juan.
We actually met her in Puerto Rico. We've had a little long-distance relationship. Since I've been out there, we've been, you know, seeing each other every month. And after the storm, I wanted to get her out here. I didn't want her over there anymore.
Leaving her family behind was gut-wrenching for Nadia Lopez, but she needed to get away. She hopes she can get back to Puerto Rico after just a week in Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.